The races for U.S. Senate, governor, and attorney general are getting most of the attention ahead of next week's primary election, but there are also 20 Minnesota State House contests on the ballot. Most are DFL primaries, many are for open seats, but a handful of incumbents, both Democrats and Republicans, are facing challenges. Tim Pugmire has more.
The last-minute scramble among candidates filing for statewide office had an impact on several races for the Minnesota legislature. In Minneapolis, Representative Ilhan Omar's decision to run for Congress resulted in 7 DFL candidates filing for her Minnesota House seat. 3 DFLers are on the ballot in Brooklyn Center, where State Representative Deborah Hillstrom is running for Attorney General. Another crowded ballot is in the Minneapolis district where longtime Representative Karen Clark is retiring after 19 terms. 5 DFL candidates are on the primary ballot there. In total, there are 14 House districts with multiple DFL candidates.
I can't remember a time we've ever had so many contested primaries in the House.
DFL House Minority Leader Melissa Hortman believes the numbers are the result of the high energy she sees among Democrats this election year. She's counting on that energy to continue into November. 4 incumbent DFL representatives in urban districts are facing primary challenges, but Hortman is not concerned.
It doesn't surprise me that we have more applicants for the job than there are seats available.
There are 5 DFL candidates on the ballot in Apple Valley for the House seat that Erin May Quaid gave up to be Aaron Murphy's lieutenant governor running mate. But Hortman said only the party's endorsed candidate remains active. The story is similar in Rochester, where incumbent Representative Tina Liebling has a primary challenger who is no longer actively campaigning. A spirited DFL primary contest is underway in the Iron Range House district that Jason Metza gave up to run for Congress. The party's endorsed candidate is Sean Haney, a county employee from Embarrass.
I think that there's a lot of people that are sick and tired of the political machine, or, you know, the big dogs running the show, so to speak, and that, you know, the average working person needs a voice in what's going on.
Haney is facing Aurora Mayor Dave Lislegard, who says a primary challenge is a good thing.
I think it brings out the best in candidates. It talks about issues, what's important to them, what's important to the people of this region. So I think competition is good. I think people welcome that. They want a choice.
On the Republican side, there are 8 House primaries. Much of the attention is on the suburban contest between Maple Grove residents Brad Ganser and Kristen Robbins. The seat was vacated by former House Majority Leader Joyce Pepin. Ganser, the party's endorsed candidate, said recent revelations about a past bankruptcy and a burglary conviction as a college student are not getting in his way. He said voters prefer to talk about issues.
We're just working very hard to speak with as many people as we can and earn enough votes to win on next Tuesday.
Robbins, who has the backing of Joyce Pepin, is also focusing on the issues and her experience. Robbins is the executive director of the Economic Club of Minnesota and has worked at the Capitol on school choice legislation.
I know how to get bills to hearing, through committee, how to count votes. I know how to prepare testimony. So I feel like in that sense, I do know what I'll be getting into and how to be effective.
Republican House Speaker Kurt Dowd said the timing of Pepin's decision left a narrow window for local delegates to pick a new candidate. For now, Dowd said he's not publicly taking sides.
I think we'll wait and see what the voters decide. I think the voters will make the right decision there.
2 Republican incumbents are in primary contests. Representative Cal Barr of East Bethel is facing a challenge from former Representative Tom Hackbarth. Representative Bob Lunan of Shakopee is running against Eric Mortensen, who defeated him for the Republican endorsement back in March. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire at the Capitol.